second.
Yes, I know he was second, but it was on the last lap, wasn't it? On the last test and the last, half a second, and how does that feel then?
Big gutting, yeah. Bit sick. But no, fair play to Jake. He pulled out a bag when he had to. Yeah, it was alright. I had a real good day.
Yeah.
All the way through the day. Had some good tests this morning. Good enduro tests and everything. And I know I had a gap on Jake, and I just sort of just trying to keep it. I didn't even realise I had to do another extreme test.
Right.
So I'd done the motocross and thought, yes, right, got that one. And then I had to do it. So I put all that into it, and I had a good time, and then Jake just went that one little bit better. Got it, I think it was about half a second or something.
So there's no error on your part?
No.
He just pulled the plug on the very
end. He just pulled it on the last test. Yeah.
That possibly makes up for him when he had that, where was it, France, where it all went wrong for him, didn't it, on the
yeah.
So he'll probably be stoked, I guess.
I made one mistake on the extreme test second time round, where I was a couple of seconds off what I should have been, which probably didn't help, but
everybody makes mistakes. You can't overanalyze though, you're happy with your riding, you're happy with your riding and so on. And a lot of people have been very complimentary about this track and said for riders it's great, long test, really like it.
Yeah.
No dangers,
awesome.
You know. No. Yeah.
It's pretty good. There's nothing dangerous about the track. No stoppers or anything. It's constant. It's good. It's good riding. Constant riding. The tests are awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, good all round event.
So just the Aussies getting in the way again, isn't it?
Well, he was better on the day.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be giving him back tomorrow. So.
That's it. I'll do my best tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Alright. Cheers.
Cheers.
Second junior. Bolter.